Sixth paper, page 23.
Let Your Car Do the Driving by Leslie James. How can we make driving safer? That's easy, by getting rid of drivers. Google's first robotic driverless cars are already on the roads. From San Francisco to Los Angeles, and on to Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California, these amazing cars have already traveled over 300,000 kilometers. Google's project director, Professor Sebastian Thrun, explained how the car works in a speech he gave at a conference in San Francisco. The heart of the system is a device on the roof of the car which creates a detailed 3D, three-dimensional map of the surroundings. The car also carries four radars, two in the front and two in the back, which allow the car to see and react to fast or heavy traffic. Another camera on the car detects traffic lights, while a GPS unit keeps track of where the car is. A computer inside the car coordinates all of these systems. Professor Thrun and his team are convinced that these smart vehicles can and will make transportation much safer and far more efficient. First of all, they explain, these cars react faster than humans to avoid accidents. Since they are less likely to crash, the cars can be built with lighter materials. This will save on expensive fuel. In addition, since they are controlled by computer, these smart cars will be able to travel closer to each other, making better use of empty road space. Professor Thrun's motivation for developing driverless cars came from a personal tragedy. At a recent talk he gave, Thrun said, "As a boy, I loved cars. When I turned 18, I lost my best friend to a car accident. And then I decided I'd dedicate my life to saving 1 million people every year." Thrun goes on to point out that most accidents happen as a result of human error, not machine error. He adds that it is therefore logical to hand over the job of driving to machines. Thanks to Professor Thrun and his team of dedicated engineers, it is now possible to imagine an improved world, one with safer roads and fewer accidents.